Right. One thing that we are doing different this year, which we've not ever done in the past, probably because of the time of day that we've always had to do it, but is with the rodeo, the PRCA rodeo. Our first performance is Friday night at 7 o'clock. This year, the first performance will be Friday night at 7 o'clock. However, Slack, which a lot of people like to watch Slack is going to run at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. So if you want to come out and check out Slack and watch Slack on Friday afternoon, you can do that, and it's free admission. They will be running the arena. Do you know what Slack is, Steve?
You have to educate me on Slack.
Okay, so Slack is, and I might get this wrong, so all you rodeo fans out there, don't be haters. Remember, I'm a city girl. So as I understand what Slack is, so they only allow so many entries into each event. You know, so like for bull riding, they only allow like 12 mm-hmm. people to participate. So if they get 20 people that sign up to do that event, there's your Slack. And they run at a separate time, and they do that because then they can still get the points for participating. They get their PRCA points. So
you get more free rodeo after the regular rodeo.
You get free rodeo before the rodeo.
Before the rodeo.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So we are, so if you're interested in Slack, if you're a rodeo fan and interested in Slack, you can certainly come out on Friday afternoon and check that out. So that is one new thing. And, you know, we have a lot of new entertainment this year. You know me, I don't like to bring back the same entertainment mm-hmm. 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
So, or 3 years, mm-hmm. Except for one, Farmer Phil.
Okay.
Farmer Phil was Amazing Arthur last year. So Farmer Phil does a couple different things. He has an egg education show. We have a couple directors that really love Farmer Phil. actually, they love Amazing Arthur, but they're very excited because I just told them that Farmer Phil is in the Amazing Arthur. And he will be back this year, along with he's one weekend, and the weekend before we have Poppin' Penelope. And she is a comedian, a magician, and a balloon creator, and she'll be part of the Totally Kids Weekend. That's Farmer Phil's sister.
Really?
It is. Okay. True story. Yep.
Keeping it in the family.
And yeah, and then we have a ventriloquist coming. We have the Overtones, which is a quartet that will be performing. That would be in the Home Play and Getaway. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they'll be on the free stage in the South Exhibit Building. We've got a lot of really great speakers lined up for the Egg Challenge on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You can check our website and or the schedules that are out around town to find out who's on when, but we've got some great speakers. And then I'm super excited about the Looney Lutherans.
The Looney Lutheran for the North Dakota Winter Show luncheon Thursday. March 9th. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super excited about those ladies coming. And, you know, we have the raffle.
How can they get tickets
luncheon? Yeah, tickets for those are available at Quilted Ceiling, New Cara, Central Avenue Pharmacy, the Eagles Club, and, of course, they're available at the Winter Show ticket office up at the Rosebud Visitor Center, and we will be moving in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Have we talked about the new heating system, Steve?
Let's talk about it again, and also the air exchange system.
If you haven't heard me talk about this already, we are super excited to have a new heating system that has an air exchange along with it for this year's winter show. It'll be there permanently now forever, but super excited about it. So you'll have to come out and check it out. And, you know, hopefully that will take care of some of the air quality, you know, that we have issues that we have during, mm-hmm. you know, certain events.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, those are great events. People love to come out and watch them, whether it's smoky and loud. I personally love truck pulls. I just can't be in the building when they're happening. I like to watch them from TV.
The thing about the truck pull, it's so popular that it can start at 6 o'clock at night, and they don't want it to end till 3 a.m.
You know, if
it is. Yeah.
If we allowed them to go all night long, they would.
They would. Yeah, they're having so much fun, you know.
They do. That group of those people, you know, everybody has their thing, and some people love that. You know, it's kind of like, you know, with car racing or, you know, whatever. There's that group of people that love to do those truck pulls, and they could do it all night long if you allowed them to do it.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. So,
should we talk a little bit about some tickets for the North Dakota Winter Show concert? Going to feature Eric Pasley, Blackhawk, 32 Below. How can we get tickets? You've got a 21st century way of getting tickets.
We do have 21st century way of getting tickets. You can go on our website, and you can have them either emailed or text to you, or certainly you can call our office, and we can have them set up on will call, or we can print your ticket, we can email it, we can text it, we can do many different ways. So you can either stop, call, or go online. So we have all kinds of different ways. So 800-437-0218 is the 800 number. Local number is 845-1401. Or you can go to our website at NorthDakotaWinterShow.com.
Very good. And PRCA rodeo tickets can be had on NorthDakotaWinterShow.com.
Yes.
The same fashion?
Same fashion. Imagine that. 21st century. You can now pick your seat on the website. Mm-hmm. Before you could order your tickets and you would get best available, now you can pick your seat. So that's super exciting. And we've had a lot of really great feedback on that change. So hopefully people will try it. Check it out. Give us some feedback. We love feedback, good or bad. We can't improve if we don't know what we're doing bad. So,
And tickets now for Country Hoedown, and it's all wrapped up into one big day, right?
Senior Dance Day in Country Hoedown is now one day. It will be on Wednesday. And tickets are always available at the door. We don't pre-sell those tickets. Those will be available at the door. Junk Boutique, Antique, and the Antique Show. I think I only have maybe two spots left. And actually, as I was walking out, I think somebody was sending in their application for that. So I think we're full on the Junk Boutique and the Junk and
really?
Antique. Yeah, yeah. So that's pretty awesome. We are very excited about that. So combining those, I think, is a good thing. And we get a combination of, we prefer to have only the repurposed, upcycled, vintage, and then, of course, the antiques. So it all fits kind of the same theme. So I think it'll be a great show.